is a halakha based on a Mishnah in Masechet Berachot that when one sees rivers, that he has to make a beracha ose maaseh bereshit. However, the Biyuda says when you see the Yam HaGadol, you have to make a special beracha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam she'asa et Hayam HaGadol. The question is, what is the Yam HaGadol? So Shulchan Aruch in Resh Chaf Chet in Halacha Aleph clearly writes that Yam HaGadol is the waters that travel between Eretz Yisrael and Egypt, which we would call it the Yam HaTichon or the Mediterranean. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah also understands Maran, that is referring to the Mediterranean. The question would be, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yonah as well. Why is the Mediterranean called Yam HaGadol? It's not bigger than most other rivers. Why does it get the title Yam HaGadol? So the Mefarshim say, because since it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, and anything that's connected to Eretz Yisrael, by association becomes Gadol as well, like Eretz Yisrael. So it might not be Gadol in size, but it's Gadol in the qualitative state, the fact that it's next to Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody did not see the Mediterranean Sea within 30 days, so you have to make a beracha b'shem u'malchut. However, there's another opinion that the Beit Yosef brings down from Teshuvot HaRosh. Teshuvot HaRosh understands that the beracha of Yam HaGadol is made on what he calls Ukiyanos. Ukiyanos is called Oceanus. Oceanus would be the Atlantic Ocean, because the Atlantic is the waters that surround the entire world. Clearly, that's quantitatively the biggest body of water. So that would be the Yam HaGadol. So it comes out we have a machloket, whether you make a Yam HaGadol on the Mediterranean, or do you make Sha'asat Yam HaGadol on the Atlantic. From Maran, it seems clear that he held it's the Mediterranean, and that's the way many of the poskim will hold as well. However, since it's a safek, Hakam David in his Halakha Berurah says that one should do the following when he sees the Mediterranean. He should say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asa Et Hayam HaGadol Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. Because if it's not the Yam HaGadol, it's not worse than any other Yam, then anyway you have to make Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. Now, what do you gain by doing this? Well, if it's a Yam HaGadol, you said the Berakha of Yam HaGadol. If it's not the Yam HaGadol, you're supposed to say Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, you corrected yourself, Tok Kedei Dibur. So that would get you around the debacle. According to that, we just had a recent case where we were in Gibraltar, and in Gibraltar you're able to actually see the Atlantic and the Mediterranean where they meet. So you're able to see both. In this case over here, we have no safek, because either the Rosh or the Rabbeinu Yonah, they're both in front of you. So in that case, Talakha would say you'd be allowed to make the beracha she'asa et hayam hagadol, because miman afshach, you're going to cover it. But again, this is halakha that most people are not aware of, because they travel to Eretz Yisrael, or they travel to Europe, and they see the Mediterranean, and they're not aware that there's a special beracha that one has to make. So again, if one did not see the Mediterranean within 30 days, he should say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asa. There's different girsaot on the beracha. We hold the beracha should be said She'asa Et Hayam HaGadol. And if he wants to be machmir, he should add after that Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, just in order to hedge on all the berachot. Now, for us that live on the East Coast, we usually see the Atlantic Ocean from time to time. If you're taking a bridge, or you go, just around to the waters, so you're able to see it. So we're not going to make the beracha that often on the Atlantic Ocean, because we do come in contact with it, let's say, from time to time, even if you're driving, and you'll see it, on the side of your windows. However, when it comes to the Mediterranean, that we travel from time to time to Europe and to the Middle East, so that's more applicable. So one would have to know that a beracha should be made As we explained, if you find yourself in a place where you see both of them, then of course there's no safek, like we said, and you can make the beracha of Sha'asat HaYamim.